This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
It was all for a purpose.
Yeah, and during those moments, God is proving you. You know what I'm saying? Fine-tuning you, making sure that you're ready for your next level.
Yeah.
Like, God does nothing randomly. God is a purposeful God, right? Because when you abide there, it's a secret place. Like, you're covered. You are straight protected.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, man, this has been a lovely ride, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what has made it so great for me is that God has already brought every high place low, every crooked path straight,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, ordered my steps in this thing. And every now and again, I'll take a hiatus because I need to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I need to make sure that I haven't gotten in the way of what God has called me to do. Because, you know, our ego.
Yeah. Oh,
our
yeah.
ego will really mess us up. Like, doing videos, getting on live. Although people may not like your videos or they may not comment, they still watch.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're out and about, they'll see you and they'll say, oh, you look so familiar. Oh, I saw your video. Oh, I like your video. And you'll hear that all the time, CJ. And your ego sometimes will make you think you're bigger than what you really are, but it ain't even you, it's the Holy Spirit through you.
Mm-hmm.
But you kind of think like, yeah, I'm that girl. They know I'm that girl.
Mm-hmm.
But really, truly, you're not. You're not, because as soon as the power of the Holy Spirit leave you, you just,
yeah,
what you
going
to?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that you said earlier, and I can't remember exactly what you were saying, but it was something to the point where, you know, having a form of godliness, you know what I'm saying, but denying the powers thereof, you know, that's within us, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
How you was talking about when we was younger, and when we was younger, you would hear the word or, you know what I'm saying, or read it and then understand, or then apply it, you know what I'm saying, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so that goes back to that scripture, having a form of godliness,
yeah.
but denying the powers thereof. And so that's how a good majority of us live, you know what I'm saying? Because we all was sent with something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A gift,
yeah,
a talent from God. Because as you said earlier, we were His. He chose us for a purpose for the kingdom. But when we don't walk, you know what I'm saying, in that realm, not saying that, oh, you know, oh, man, you try to act like you walked in that all your life. No. Far from that, you know what I'm saying? But it was the trials and tribulations through the journey, you know what I'm saying? The crying out, you know what I'm saying? Like you say, the yielding, you know what I'm saying? Humbling yourself.
Yeah.
See, sometimes we go through some experience where you have to humble yourself, you know what I'm saying? And when you humble yourself and submit, then the things that you have been missing, the voice that you have been listening, waiting to hear, you know what I'm saying? It's like, wow, you know what I'm saying? Like, because you know when it ain't you, because you sit there and be like, I never thought about that before. You know what I'm saying? I never thought. And if I had thought, if it was of me and I had thought about it before, I would have already knew that. But
right.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Because the more you grow in Christ, the more that you become intimate with Him, having a personal relationship with Him, the more He begins, as you say, the secrets. You know what I'm saying? Because He said, who was He talking to? Oh, He's talking to the disciples. And He said, do you not understand this parable? He said, for them, you know what I'm saying? Like, they won't understand it. He said, but for you, you have been given the mysteries. You know what I'm saying? This thing, a life. And so, you know, like with pastors and bishops and things of that nature and people like yourself, there are certain secrets, certain things that God will reveal to you. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that it's on this level or that level, but people that's around you is just certain things that they won't understand. Just like with Joseph. The dream, the brothers just didn't understand it. You know what I'm saying? They didn't understand it. And so just like with us, there's certain things that God will reveal to us. And when you try to relay that message to somebody else, they don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? That's foreign language to me, because I can't believe that God would choose somebody like Crystal Lynn to do what? A radio show. To do a TV show, to go to school and come number two, you know, in her speaking class when she was shy, didn't want to speak on camera, to doing productions. This, it's not what you see, it's what God see in me.
Yeah. And then God looks at the heart, right?
Exactly.
God deals with the heart. And that's one thing about the heart. You cannot deceive God, right? The Bible tells us that the heart is wicked.
No man can understand it.
But God can. Ain't no fooling God. So even when you talk about some, oh yeah, God, I'm going to do that. Or God, if you give me $1 million, I'm going to make sure I give it to the poor or I help somebody. God, like, you ain't never getting that $1 million because you ain't going to do that. I know you ain't going to do that.
He know your thoughts from afar. You know what I'm saying? God, I'm a tithe. If I win $1 million, I'm a tithe $100,000. No, you're not.
Right.
No, you're not. You're going to stop going to church altogether. You know what I'm saying? Because it was something, and I say that because it was something that you said earlier that made me think about. You say that people be like, oh, I got my mind renewed. You know what I'm saying? And this and that. And then we, you know, you got people, you know, you come to church and we get happy. You know what I'm saying? For a minute, you know, because.
You get feel good moments.
Because you're going through something at the time. And you know what I'm saying? Now you get that word and you felt like the pastor was talking to you and this and that. And then so, you know, we get excited and this and that. So we come to church, you know, now we in church for 3 weeks straight.
But then
you go through something. You go through something. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, that's one of my scriptures too, where he talks about the sword that's sold. You know, where he plant the seeds, and you know, this one was planted on stony grounds, and then you know, but then the enemy comes and snatches that away.
Snatch it right out of you.
You know what I'm saying?
Deep.
Yeah, it would, you know, because now that joy that I had at that point, now, I'll go to church and because, see, people feel like when you go to church that you're not going to go through nothing.
Right.
But as you was alluding to earlier, if you dig deep into the scriptures and read the gospel, you will find out, because he say, if they persecute me, you're going to go through the same persecution for my sake. Yeah. So, you know, it may not be where we getting our, you know, heads cut off, you know what I'm saying, things of that nature, but we go through things.
Right. And then all that, as you go through it, you're also reminded that God is going to be with you along the way. He will never leave you nor forsaken you.
That's what he's saying.
God has help. And God gives you a way out of every situation. So there's nothing ever too hard. Like, you can really get through this.
That's
great,
right?
Just pay attention. Just pivot. Just look around. Those resources are available. You can escape. Just open the door. Open the window and you're good.
I mean, you know, I mean, it's not like we're in the times, and you know, like we're in the United States, so I don't know about other countries or whatever, so I won't speak on that level. But can you imagine what's my man that was beheaded? I can't think of his name right now. When he was in the dungeon, and
was
then,
it Peter? No, Peter wasn't beheaded. Hold on.
No, that was I can't think of it. No, John the Baptist. John the Baptist. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, John the Baptist. When he was locked up and the disciples came, then the disciples that was with him came to him and he said, hey, he said, is he the one? Or should we find another? You know what I'm saying? Because he was going through something. You know what I'm saying? He was going through a trying time. They were finna behead him. And so he wanted to know for sure, you know what I'm saying, was the Christ that he was following was right. The one. You know what I'm saying? Right. Was he the one? Because if he's the one, which he knew in his spirit, because him and Jesus, he was born with the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm saying? Because the Bible say that when they was both in each other, one was in Elizabeth's womb and one was in Mary's womb, that when Mary walked in the room, that the baby leaped
in the
womb. Uh-huh. Because, you know what I'm saying? So he knew, but it was still some at that point when you going through something. You know what I'm saying? That uncertainty, but I know that he is, and so whatever it is, I'm going to go through it because, like you said, because he will never leave me nor forsake me. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right,
I
right.
think that's what, you know, we have to learn as a people, that when we are going through things, you know what I'm saying, regardless of how bad it may seem. I listened to Keon Henderson the other day, and he say, you know, when I got my car taken, or, you know what I'm saying, I lost my house in foreclosure, and I lost my job, you know what I'm saying, I'm still going to trust you, you know what I'm saying? But when we get to them pivotal points, and sometimes it don't matter how, like you said earlier, 10 toes down in this thing, that faith began to waver, you know what I'm saying? Like, Lord, like, wait a minute, you know, if I believe in you, I trust in you. You told me if I did this and this, you would never leave me or forsake me. But now I'm losing everything, you know what I'm saying? I'm losing
God, you
this.
You can't be in this.
Hey.
You
and all of this. Hey, but then, you know, you go through that dark moment where it seems like nothing goes right. Or nothing could be right, and my life is worthless. And then you look back years later, and you say, God
is proving you. You know what I'm saying? Fine tuning you, making sure that you're ready for your next level.
Yeah.
Like God does nothing randomly. God is a purposeful God, right? With all of our lives, and you had talked about purpose when we first started speaking. Mm-hmm. It's like the purpose. Like, even when we think about John the Baptist and Jesus, when John the Baptist when Zacharias was told that John the Baptist would be his son,
mm-hmm.
the purpose was also given to him. He told the angel told Zacharias what John would be, what he should not do, and how he would live his life.
Mm-hmm.
As with Mary, the angel Gabriel said the same thing to Mary, so they knew. Like, oh man, this is so good.
But even with both of them, like with John, with John's father, you know, he was. They had to tape his mouth shut. You know what I'm saying?
He didn't believe it.
He had to tape his mouth shut, like, hey, until the baby was born.
Yeah.
And then when they took the tape off his mouth, say, well, what you gonna name the child? John. You know what I'm saying? John.
Yep.
Mary, when Gabriel the angel came to Mary and told her these things, he also told, he said, don't be afraid because God finds you. Can you
highly
favored
amongst women?
Highly favored. I mean, you have to be one highly favored woman. Like you said earlier, you like, I'm God's chosen woman, you know what I'm saying? Because for him to say, you know what, I'ma wrap myself in flesh and I'ma come through you. Now that's highly favored, right there.
Right here.
You say you know the heart. You said that earlier.
Same scripture. The angel says, with God, nothing is impossible.
Nothing.
He said the same thing to Zacharias, the angel did. What's her name? What's his wife's name?
Elizabeth.
Wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Man. Nothing is impossible. So when we begin to think about people's lives, right, when God take them from this point to another point,
mm-hmm.
and we're like, okay, well, why that person? Like, this person is flawed. But with God, nothing is impossible. So while you're looking at the outside, God is looking at the heart.
Mm-hmm. Look at the heart, yeah.
Right. Who better to do this than CJ?
Yeah.
Who to do it? Like, man,
it's like,
the whole vibe, bro. I promise you.
He's like, what may be impossible to man is
not
impossible to God. So when Corey was out there smoking, drinking, living in his stupor, I couldn't bring myself out.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But it came a pivotal point where it was, like you said, I was searching for something because I knew what was in me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I denied it. You know what I'm saying? I denied it. I knew it was something that I had. You know what I'm saying? Even coming up as kids, you know, growing up, as you said, you know, I was in drama, mostly about, even when we was at Lewallis, you know what I'm saying? I was in drama classes. I get up and I act, I do speeches and things of that nature. But, you know, I want to fit in, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
with my friends and this and that. But it comes a point where you can't live for somebody else. You got, hey, the Bible tells us this. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess, and every man and woman will be judged.
Yeah.
By their own deeds. So it ain't what this person did or that person did or whatever. It's what Crystal do. You know what I'm saying? That's gonna get her into the kingdom of God. You know, and as you say, when you get on this path, what the Bible say, it say, taste and see how good God is.
Good.
And once you taste, it's like you can go through things and you can backslide, but once you get a taste, you say, you know what? Like you said earlier, I'm not going back there. That's not for me. You know what I'm saying? Because God didn't bring me out of that stupor for me to go back. I mean, we're not the children of Israel, you know? But we had that at the same sense, though, Crystal. There's times where we had that mindset that I don't want to go to the land of milk and honey. You know what I'm saying? I don't care about all the things that you have done for me already. God, how I got a $300,000 home with jacked up credit, you know what I'm saying? Like you say, God, I want this car, but I ain't got the money. My credit score ain't good, and I ain't got the money. But then you wind up getting the car, you know what I'm saying? You wind up getting the job and this and that. Yeah. And see, so with all that in place, see, we forget about the things when he, what the Bible say, that God can make a way out of no way. You know what I'm saying? See, we forget about that at times. When we start going through some pressing time, we forget about what he has already done, as you said, that what may be impossible for me.
Right.
It's not impossible for God. Because I've seen that he's made a way. The children of Israel seen that he opened the Red Sea, and they walked through it like they was on dry land. But yet and still, Crystal, yet and still, when they got to pivotal points in their life where they didn't have no water, well, we talking about some water now, you know what I'm saying? He didn't just departed the Red Sea with water, so that means he has control over the water. But we get to a point where we say, you know what? I seen the miracles. I seen some of the things that he get. I'm not impressed. I want to go back to where I was at.
Yeah.
I want to go back. I want to go back to drinking and smoking. I want to go back to partying and living foul. You know what I'm saying? Having an unpeaceful home. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to go back to that.
Yeah, because, and then here's the thing, when we think about that situation and the Israelites, how they wanted to go back, it's because it was painful, but it was comfortable, and it was familiar.
Mm-hmm.
When you're stepping into the territory of the unfamiliar, it is heck of a uncomfortable. Like, you're like, what am I supposed to do with this? Like, what am I going to, I ain't never been here before. I don't know nobody that's been here before.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell me I have to walk through this alone?
Yeah.
What are we doing? And so we want to go back. But we ain't going back.
Ain't going back. You know what I'm saying? I came too far to go back now. You know what I'm saying? I forget the song that it was a song like that. You know, I'm not a singer, so I'm not finna do it.
I ain't seen no waste time. Gone too far from where I started from. Yeah, that's it.
I know, man. But for him to leave me, you know that.
That is it, man.
Hey, too far, Crystal. You know what I'm saying? Hey, but you know. Thank God that, you know, that you was obedient to his word and getting out there, you know, helping people, you know what I'm saying? And God has gave you the voice because we don't have a spirit of fear. You know what I'm saying? And so, and as you were saying when we first started talking, sometimes fear overcomes us, you know what I'm saying? So fear, at times we let it overshadow our purpose. You know what I'm saying? Overshadow it. And so now that the fear is released, because now you know that the word said that we don't have a spirit of fear. So once that fear factor comes out, like you say, when we go to points, he's like, I ain't never been there before. And I don't know nobody that's there. He say, because nobody has been there, I'm sending you first.
Right. Yeah.
I'm sending you first.
Uh-huh.
And so that's sometimes, like with Joseph, he sent Joseph first, but it wasn't for Joseph to, it wasn't necessarily for Joseph to forget his brothers or be angry at his brothers for what he thought they did, because they intended to sell him into slavery. They actually didn't, because the Bible say that the Israelites came back and pulled him out of the well. You know what I'm saying? And then when the brothers came back, hey, he ain't there no more. And so all these years in his heart, he felt as though that his brothers may have sold him into slavery. But when he saw him though, Crystal, when he saw him, he cried. He said, look, I'm not mad at y'all. He said, because God sent me first. God sent Crystal first. Some of the things that you're doing, some of the things that I may be doing, we probably the first ones in our family to do something on that level. You know what I'm saying? Or to that nature. Because he said, I see fit for you. Because I know what I put in you. And I know that when the time comes, when I rein you in, when you stop fighting against flesh and blood, you know what I'm saying? And realize that there's principalities of wickedness in higher places, that I'm not fighting against my mama. That ain't who you fighting against. You know what I'm saying? You mad at your mama, you mad at your daddy, you mad at your brother, you mad at your sister. No, you mad at your calling. You mad at your calling. Because you're fighting against people that you think that are you know what I'm saying, against you, but that ain't what it is. The devil, the enemy, don't want you to get to where you're going. What does scripture tell us? He say, the enemy comes to do nothing but to kill, steal, and destroy.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And so a lot of times that's what we overcome to that, though. You know what I'm saying? But I thank God that, you know, you overcame that.
Yes, I did.
Hey, we here. Class of 92.
Now, you 92, I'm 93.
Ah, you was a year behind us?
Yes.
Ah, you was in the weak class. No, I'm just playing. But L-Dub, though, you know what I'm saying? Although I graduated from Roosevelt and everything. Hey, but, hey, man, I enjoyed talking to you. It was a pleasure. Hey, anytime you getting ready to do something, any projects or whatever, matter of fact, hold on for a second before we get off. Anytime you're doing a project, you know what I'm saying, you want to do something, promote it, man. Hey, you know, you're more than welcome to come on. I really enjoyed this conversation. It was a lot of fun. Hey, tell people how they can reach you.
So on all social media platforms, you can follow me with Crystal Lynn Hutch, Crystal with a C, Lynn, L-Y-N-N, Hutch, H-U-T-C-H. That's TikTok. I'm always on TikTok.
Oh, yeah?
Facebook and Instagram, yes.
Yes, you are always on TikTok, yes.
Yeah, I enjoy TikTok. Yeah, and I'll have some more projects coming out really soon, and you know I'll you know keep you up to date with it. But this thing you have going on here is pretty cool.
Hey, I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you keep up the good work.
I appreciate it, Crystal. Hey, this your boy CJ Moneyway. This Crystal Lynn. Check out on the radio station. She got some movies, some projects coming up. Hey, check out. Give her support. Hey, peace.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.